Sin affected, listen to this very closely, and faith comes by hearing and by hearing and by hearing. You've heard some of these scriptures before. You heard some just during communion. Okay. But faith comes by hearing and by hearing and by hearing. Get this. Sin affected man spiritually and physically. So God has provided for man spiritually and physically. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they were totally healthy, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, socially, financially, in every way. When sin came, all the curses came. So sin affected everything. Do you think God doesn't know that? And so in Calvary, Jesus Christ provided everything you need to live life and live godly. As long as you live in this world, you're going to have problems. Why? You have a devil. And he's working overtime to make you sick, to cause you to get fired, to lose your job, to go bankrupt. He's working constantly, and when he's hitting you hard, that's when you have to have these scriptures and have the faith to trust God and believe God when nothing is working. Amen. Psalm 103, verse 3 says, "Who forgiveth all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Which one of those is not true? Who forgiveth all your iniquities? If that was not true, you're going to hell. What about the next one? If that statement is true, what about this one? Who heals all your diseases? You're looking at somebody who happens to believe both of them. Now, the healing, well, sometimes I have to fight to believe I'm saved. Do you? I mean, are there times when the devil tries to even make your own doubt your own salvation? And there's certainly times he's going to make you doubt healing. And so you just have to believe God and stand in faith when nothing seems to be working. Amen. During a 3-day fast, I was given a revelation concerning Matthew 8, 16, and 17. And that's where my conviction on this and my knowledge on this and my faith in this comes from. And it was God. It was a personal revelation. I'm one of those people too stubborn to listen to preachers. God had to talk to me personally. Am I talking to people like that right now? Nothing wrong with that, except when you hear the voice of God, you need to believe it and act on it then. And I'm believing all of us are going to hear a word from God today. Matthew 8:16, when the evening even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, by the spoken word, and by faith in Jesus, Jesus Christ, we can drive out demonic spirits. Somebody say amen. Then it says, he healed all that were sick, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So Matthew says, Jesus healed everyone that came to him for a reason, to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that says, truly I bore our sickness and carried away our pains. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed or made whole. When I read this, the Lord spoke to me. He said, do you believe I am still here? I asked you, do you believe he's still here? He said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Do you believe that or not? Amen. Do you believe I am still here to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy? Well, of course I didn't, but I saw it and I said, yes. Yay. Do you believe I am here to take your infirmities and your sicknesses? Your infirmities and your sicknesses. Well, no, I don't, but yes, I do. Because I saw it. It went from here to here. Why? Because the Lord spoke to me. And let me tell you, right up front, he's no respecter of persons. Amen. If he'll speak to me, he'll speak to you. Amen. My sheep know my voice. I said, yes, because you said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's Matthew 18:20. And then I am with you always, even to the end of the age, Matthew 28:20. I will never leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13:5. Yes, I believe you're here to take my infirmities and my sicknesses, and I still do right now. But I get hit with things and I fight the devil. Your adversary comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll come You get healed, he'll come immediately try to put that pain back. I don't care what somebody tells you, he will always be fighting you over every promise. That's just the way it is. Well, when is the devil going to leave me alone? When you're in heaven. And this was a personal word contrary to what I believed. But I saw it. Jesus Christ himself is present to take my infirmities and my sicknesses. He's the only one that can heal me. Amen. And there's people flying around all the country trying to find some faith healer. You need one healer and his name is Jesus. We were in during a fast. We were praying for people and I had a line right there. And I was going down through there praying for people. And I came to Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
Great.
Chuck had like 5 or 6 strokes. Don't let me tell something's not true. Is that true? And he had anxiety is what caused it all. And he was standing right there. I laid my hands on him and went on to the next one. When I moved on, he said Jesus Christ was standing right in front of him. And he healed him. All that anxiety left. All the effects of the strokes left. And he's like me. He's almost normal. Totally normal. It's whatever that is. Of course, I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding about the fact that Jesus was standing there and healed. That's exactly what he told me. Do you believe I'm present to do that? Do you believe he's present to heal you? Or is it just me and Chuck? Maybe Chuck and I just special. What do you think, Chuck? No, okay. No. Since then, he has healed me of my strep throat over and over. But hey, if you haven't been paying attention, he's still, that's kind of the weak spot, he thinks. And so he's always working my throat. But I'm not giving in to you, devil. Before God gave me this revelation, I practically lived off of penicillin each winter. But since I received this word from God, directly from Jesus Christ, for 43 years, I've been able to get healed and never miss preaching one time in all that time because of this word on healing. I have not needed one penicillin shot since. Glory to God. Also, he healed my wife, Dottie. She had these severe allergies. It was absolutely horrible. And she couldn't sleep at night with a nasal decongestant. And she was sniffing that thing all night long for 7 years. Oh. And I loved her and she's wonderful, but that was a problem. Okay. And after God gave me this word, I said, Donna, let me pray for you. And she said, you've prayed for me 100 times. I said, well, let me pray 101. Okay. This time I prayed with faith based on this word, and God instantly, totally, completely healed her. She was giving herself allergy shots in the leg, and she hadn't had to do that for all these years, over 40 years. Well, I just believe it's God's will for me to be sick. Well, Jesus said, according to your faith. If you believe it, that's what you're going to get. But let me tell you something else, too. I saw a vision of Jesus Christ crying. And I said, in my head, I didn't even have time to say it. I said, why are you crying? I thought, why are you crying? He said, because I provided all these things for my people, and they will not believe me for them. When we refuse to believe God for his promises, it breaks the heart of God. Jesus Christ paid a high price that you might be healed. Would you please at least investigate these scriptures and believe them? Also, he's healed many members of my family, including my mother, over and over and over. Many times they thought she was about to die. I prayed for her and God healed her, and she's 99. Yay. And be 100 in March. Praise God. And I'm praying, believing God for every day. And as I said, it's appointed the man wants to die. And after that, the judgment. When that time comes around, I don't want God shorten my life by 1 minute. How about you? I don't want the devil shorten my life by 1 minute. Also, he's worked many miracles in the ministry. In election, I had many people healed there. And I've had probably about everybody in this church been healed of something. And I'm not trying to take credit for anything. I just told you Jesus Christ is the healer, but we need to know these words. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the preached word of God. That's really what it means. But you can preach it to yourself, thank God. And we're commanded to meditate upon his word day and night. So if you think this has no effect, that it says, how can they hear without a preacher? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and how can they hear without a preacher? So if you will believe the word of God has been preached today under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I know it is, I believe you can be healed sitting right where you are. Amen. And when I was getting ready to do the communion, I thought, Lord, well, I'm just going to wait and do the communion after I preach this sermon on healing. And I felt like he says, no, I want you to have two shots at them. Believe God to heal them up front. And anyone who doesn't get healed up front, believe God to heal them at the end. Amen. Is that fair enough? Amen. I feel like that's what God told me. I still hear this question to me. Do you believe I am still here to take you from your sicknesses? Can you just tune your ears to heaven and see if you can hear that? Do you believe I am still here to take you from your sicknesses? Listen, do you believe I am still here to take you from your sicknesses? If you have a call of God on your life, it should be easy to believe that, because it just makes sense that he's not going to put something on you to keep you from doing what he's given you to do. And of course, every time I say yes, I do add this: as long as you have a plan for my life, I believe you're still here to take my infirmities, my sicknesses. When it's God's time for me to go, I'm going to go. Can you say amen? Amen. People say, well, you have to be healed and then die. I'm not getting in all that foolishness. I'm going to be healthy and well until it's my time to die. As much as possible. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, what about old age? Well, I done passed that one. And God is keeping me healthy and well. The devil tries to tell me I'm getting older, and I just tell him it doesn't make any difference, older or younger. I'm going to be healthy and well until God's through with me. Looked like there's about 12 people that agreed with that. I sprained my ankle in Lexington, Kentucky, playing softball with a church softball team. It was in the city league, and I wasn't no good, but they let me play anyway. And I sprained my ankle really badly, and it was hurting so bad, I really couldn't even walk on it for just a little bit. And I remember going to the drugstore looking for one of those things you wrap around a sprained ankle or something, and it got to hurting so bad, I sat down in the middle of the floor in the drugstore. And I had an x-ray, and the doctor said, that's one of the worst sprains I've ever seen. It wasn't broken. So that night, we were having service at church. I think it was a Monday night. And after that, they were having a softball game. And so I didn't have the faith to believe that God's going to heal me, so I didn't take my clothes to play. That made the whole team happy. And I went up for prayer, and this scripture came to my mind. Do you believe I'm here to take you from your sicknesses? I said, yes, I do. And I pray, and then I would not let it pass. I kept saying it over and over. I believe you, Lord, to take this away. I believe you, Lord, to take this away. And all of a sudden, it felt like someone take a great long needle and put it right into where all the pain was and gave a shot of healing. And all of a sudden, I could move my foot up and down, and I had not been able to do that. And I said, I'm healed. I know I'm healed. But guess what? It was still swollen. Had all these pretty colors. It was bruised very badly. But I knew it was healed. I had that in me. I knew I felt it in my ankle. And I did go to the ball game. And I was walking around and stepped on a rock. Turned my ankle sideways. And there's an old maid nurse there, old maid teacher there, that was always making fun of me anyway. She said, I knew you weren't healed. I said, I am healed. It's still sore, and it's still swollen, but God will take care of all of that. It's healed. The next day, I was able to walk and go just about anywhere I wanted to go the very next day, but it still wasn't totally healed. What am I trying to tell you? You believe God no matter what it looks like. Amen. Once you get that revelation, get that no-so, that touch, and if God heals, if you feel that healing touch, and when you go out that door, they're going to tell you, you didn't get healed. It's coming back. And you've got to take him on. In the name of Jesus, get out. You've seen it work by me standing right here. So God totally healed that ankle. And guess what? I haven't had more problem with it all these 40-some years. But a part of that, too, is I work out hard. I exercise my ankles. I try to stay strong. You have a part in being healthy. You can't eat 12 bags of potato chips and stay healthy. Okay? I don't care how much you believe in healing. You got to do some things to take care of yourself. Amen. A lot of the rules in the Old Testament were health rules about what to eat, what not to eat, what to do, what not to do. And so we have a big part to play in our own health. The second great revelation from this passage was, can y'all pray that I preach faster? Okay, amen. The second great revelation from this passage was all that came to him. As I read Matthew 8, 16 and 17, the translation I was using is just some new translation somebody handed me. And I was just sitting there reading it. I was at Shakertown in a room, fasting and praying. They have the best food in the world. I would pick a place like that to fast. As I read Matthew 8, 16 and 17, the translation I was using said that Jesus healed all that came to him. He healed all is in the Greek, but all that came to him is not. And that, I think the Lord translated that just for me. Think of that. He didn't heal all. He healed all that came to him. He went to the pool of Bethesda and healed one. Act of mercy. But he healed all who came to him. People say, well, if you believe that, won't you go down to the hospital and enter the hospital? Because Jesus didn't. Amen. He healed just the ones who came to him. He healed one or two, a few out of mercy. We must come to him. So I decided to do a thorough study of the Gospels to verify that he healed all that came to him. And we all know, as I just said, about the Pool of Bethesda, he only healed one. But it became clear as I examined the Gospels that Jesus Christ really did heal all that came to him. He did not heal all, as I just said. He did not go to the hospital of Bethesda and empty the hospital. He healed all of those who came to him, however. But God is a God of mercy and compassion. Sometimes he'll just heal people. And sometimes he heals people to get them saved. And I've seen that happen three or four times in my ministry. They get saved first, healed first, and then saved. We are told to come boldly before the throne of grace. Why can't we just get that in our head and do it? Come boldly before the throne of grace and believe God to do what he says here to take our infirmities and our sicknesses. Matthew 14, 35. Let's look at some of these scriptures from the Gospels. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Say all. You know, that's been there all the time. They brought all and he healed all. They acted in faith by coming to him and touching him. I know I'm blowing up a lot of theology today, but there's a lot of theology that needs to be blown up. Mark 6, 56. This is the cities around Gennesaret. And whithersoever he entered into villages, notice it's several villages and cities. He entered into villages or cities or country. They laid the sick in the streets and sought him that they might touch, if it were, but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. And that's really what it means, made whole. And the translator here translates, and that's the King James, I believe in it. Yeah, how many know King James is always almost right? It really is a great translation, but it's not perfect. A translation is a translation. Well, the King James is sacred. If you want to really eliminate the translations, you're going to have to read the Greek and Hebrew. Everything else is a translation, including King James. In my humble opinion, it happens to be the best. As many as touched him certainly means all. Notice these people were coming to... Y'all seeing this? Okay, I'll keep trying. These were coming with the same faith the woman who had the issue of blood. Remember, she kept saying, if I can but touch him, if I can but touch him. You see, she had heard about this. And when she did, the Holy Spirit quickened into her heart and it got in her spirit. That's why she was saying it. If I can but touch him, I'll be healed. And she touched him and she was healed like these people. If I can but touch him, I'll be healed. All who came to him and all who touched him were being healed according to the word of God. We can come to him and pray until we know he has touched us by his healing touch. Well, how can I have this kind of faith? You have to believe the word of God. Matthew 14:14, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And it doesn't say some of their sick, it says he healed their sick. Jesus did not heal just to prove who he was. Jesus healed people because he loved and cared about people. He's just working his miracles to prove he's God. No. And this proves it. In this case, he had fed 5,000 people and healed their sick. Why? Because of compassion. He was moved with compassion. He loved people and he wanted them healed. He's still the same. Matthew 12:15, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed a few of them. That's not what it says. Can y'all read it? Is it on the screen? Read it. He healed them all. Come on, 1, 2, 3. He healed them all. Again, he healed them all. I never would have come up with that. The Lord translated that for me. Healed all that came to him. We must expect Jesus Christ to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you're praying for other people, part of it's up to them. Jesus demanded, he didn't just heal everybody that came to him. He demanded faith from them first. So you can pray for somebody and you turn purple. I know they're going to live. No, you don't. You don't know where their faith is unless God shows you, gives you a revelation. It's a dangerous thing to say, well, I pray for them and they are healed. You better know that in your spirit from God before you say that, because that is a different person from you, and they have to believe God, and they may have something in their life that's preventing the healing. And for you to say, I prayed and they're going to be healed, you don't know that. And it embarrasses the whole church when people do crazy stuff like that. We had a man in his church in his 80s, and I knew he was going to heaven. God dropped it in my spirit. And there was one or two people here in the church. Well, I'll pray for them, and I guarantee he's going to be healed. And I didn't say anything, but I just kind of shook my head. No, he's not going to be healed. He's going to be healed, okay, but he's going to heaven. Okay. Right. Oh, I prayed. He's going to be healed. And all that does is make people doubt God. He died, of course. It was God's plan to take him to heaven. I mean, I didn't want him to go. He was a good friend. Luke 6:17. A great multitude of people, out of all Judea and Jerusalem, came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They came to be healed, not to be saved. I'm just reading it. That's what it says. Yeah, that's what it says. Verse 18, and they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Notice they came to be healed, not to be saved. People were being spiritually healed after they were physically healed, and the whole multitude sought. Pages stuck together. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue, power out of him, and healed them all. And that lady had the issue of blood. She heard about that. The Holy Spirit dropped that truth in her heart. She began to say, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. You see, the word all is used or implied almost every time people came for healing. The modern church emphasizes spiritual healing, but Jesus Christ emphasized physical and spiritual healing. James Lemon, a hopeless alcoholic, was attending our church in Lexington. His wife was just fed up with him, and she brought into my office trying to get him saved, and he wouldn't listen to a thing I said. He finally just got up and walked out. Yay. But he kept coming to church with her, and he sat there one day in church, and the Lord just healed him. He wasn't even saved, wasn't right with God, didn't believe anything. The Lord just totally healed him, sitting right there in the church. That guy got up, he went over to the aisle, he bent over and touched the floor. He said, God, just heal me. He got saved. God's a sovereign God. He can do it however he wants to do it. Can you say amen? And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue, power out of him, and he healed them all. The word is all. As I said, the modern church emphasizes spiritual healing. The Jesus emphasized the physical healing, and that is what happened with James Lemon. He healed him first. The Lord put healing first. Then he got saved. Well, I'm glad you're getting to hear this, because this is good. Thank you, Jesus. And be glad I didn't retire years ago when I was old enough. I'm too old now, so just keep going. Mark chapter 1, verse 34. This says many. Now, when I went to Oral Roberts University, I found out that most professors didn't really believe in healing. Somehow they backslid. And I was arguing with them all the time, because I knew God healed. But there was some that really believed, of course. Oral Roberts wasn't there. He was pretty much retired. Mark 1:34 says many. And this one professor said to me, well, Barry says many. Okay, let's look at many. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. This is Mark's version of the same event recorded in Matthew 8:16 and 17, where it says all. You see, Mark saw many get healed, not realizing that all the sick had been healed. But Matthew realized it was all the sick, because evidently he knew who was sick and who wasn't. He may have been standing at the door seeing who was sick and who wasn't. I don't know. But he said all. Matthew said, well, I saw many, but I don't know if it was all or not. I just know it was many. But Matthew said, oh, it was all. Wow, what a preacher. You see, I got tired of listening to preachers and decided to study it for myself. I've never read this in a book. Oh, I have read it in a book, too. The Bible. This book. And this is really anointed, because it's King James. That is the Lord. I believe in using all of them, but I really check everything out as best I can with the Greek and the Hebrew, and I run it by the King James, too. Amen. Faith is believing these words without allowing doubt. Jesus healed all. Well, I know this preacher. He was a godly man, and he never got healed. Well, maybe he didn't believe in healing, and maybe it was his time to go to heaven. Yes. Don't build your faith on people, not even me. Well, I saw Barry. He got sick. He had these problems. Your faith cannot be in Pastor Barry or Pastor anybody. Amen. Your faith has to be in Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke 17, verse 12. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. I didn't understand what was going on there for years, but what Jesus meant was, go show yourself to the priest and let him verify you've been healed of leprosy. And that was the only way you could get back in the community. They made you stay outside because it was very contagious. And so the only way they could get back in the community was to go let the priest verify that they were healed of leprosy. And when they went, they still had leprosy. So they had to have the faith to keep walking. When you get a word from God, you have to have the faith to keep walking. Just like with my ankle, I had the faith to keep walking after that. Even though it was a lot better, it still could be painful. I stepped on something, turned my ankle sideways, but I just kept walking and kept going. In 2 or 3 days, I was back almost normal. After one of the worst springs the doctor said he'd ever seen. And so as they went, the leprosy began to disappear. And by the time they got to the priest, they were all healed. So how do you know that? Because one came back and said, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. And Jesus said, where's the other nine? Weren't all 10 healed? All 10 were healed. Well, that's just not God's will to heal everybody. Well, you'd think out of 10, there'd be at least one. that it wasn't God's will to heal. Healed all 10. Why? Because he gave him a word and he acted on it. If you believe God's healed you, don't do anything silly. Don't do anything to hurt yourself. But begin to act on it. I knew that God healed that ankle, so I started walking on it. And the more I walked on it, the better it got. Okay. And that's the way it works. I've been preaching this here for 43 years. And there's been people just ignoring me year after year after year. Ignore me, but do not ignore this book, the Bible. Matthew 9:20. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding. This is that lady I mentioned already. I think this is the third or fourth time. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I'll be healed. She had, in one translation, said she had a report. What was the report? It had to be what she believed. All that touched him were healed. And it got in her. Faith is a substance, evidence of things not seen. How do you know she had faith? Number one, she said it. Number two, she acted on it. And then Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Faith comes by the Holy Spirit. You don't just believe. When you meditate on the Word of God, the Holy Spirit quickens it and puts it in your heart, and it becomes substance, evidence. Y'all get that? I don't just go around naming and claiming stuff. I get it in me, and then I speak from my heart. What did Jesus say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you get it in you, it'll come out. Y'all look at me like a calf look at a new gate. And don't ask me to explain that. Go ask some farmer. Luke 8:45. Who touched me? Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter says, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. And you say, who touched you? Something wrong with you? Verse 46, and Jesus said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out of me. When that woman touched him, saying, if I can but touch him, I'll be healed. When she touched him in faith, the Holy Spirit that dropped that faith in her heart responded to her touch and healed her on the spot. And Jesus said, I felt it when the Holy Spirit went from me and touched her. That power. And there's been many times when I pray for people and I feel the power of God go through my arm. If I only touch his cloak, I'll be healed. Verse 22, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said, your faith has healed you. Why? Faith has nothing to do with it. Jesus said, did. Your faith has healed you. And people say, well, God's sovereign. God's sovereign. Well, what does that mean? A sovereign God doesn't have to keep his word? And so I asked God about that. I said, all these people keep saying you're sovereign. What is that? What is that? He said, yes, I'm sovereign. Therefore, every word I've said is sovereign. When I say with his stripes, you're healed. That's the way it is, buddy. He didn't call me buddy, but that's, you know. Lord told me that. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm sovereign, this word is sovereign. And a lot of people want to say, well, I'm not getting healed because God's sovereign. He doesn't have to keep his word. I'm telling you right now, he will keep his word if you will believe him. I'm not the one that said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. I'm not the one that said it. Jesus said it. God said it. The Word says it. Amen. Your faith has healed you. What revealed her faith? Her words and her action. If you go around saying, I'm sick, I'm dying, this is hurting, that's hurting, forget it. Because your mouth is denying. You can't have faith and say those things. If you'll keep saying the Word of God, even though you don't have any faith, the Word of God will build your faith. So quit talking all the negative stuff. I promise you, it won't help you. Why does people go around telling everybody how sick they are? Because they want sympathy. And therefore, they don't get healed. I decide I'd rather not have sympathy and get healed. Amen. I don't care how bad I feel. I normally will not tell anybody, not even Dottie. Because I'm believing God to change the feeling. and to heal me. And it's been working pretty good for 40-something years. And Luke, one of these days, God's going to take me out of here, assuming that he doesn't come back first. We say, see there, it didn't work. He finally died. Let me ask you a question. Of all the people that Jesus Christ prayed for and healed, how many are still alive? Not a single one. How many people you know 2,000 years old? Healing is not immortality. Healing is to heal you so you can do what God called you to do. Amen. Who touched me? Jesus asks. And Peter says, is something wrong with you? Everybody's touching you. So no, but somebody touched me in faith. He didn't even know she was there. But Jesus healed her. He didn't know she was there. And he said, your faith did it. When she put her faith in him, the Holy Spirit responded to her faith. This woman had faith, spoke her faith, and acted on her faith. The Holy Spirit responded to her faith. Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Believe, speak, and act on the personal word that God has given you. I believe the word, speak the word, and act on the word, and here it is. With his stripes I'm healed. With his stripes I'm healed. Move ankle, move foot. With his stripes I'm healed. With his, and you believe it, speak it, and act on it. I walked out here years ago, it was over there. My throat was totally shot. I couldn't even say a word out loud. I walked out there, no other preacher in sight, just me. Everybody's sitting there. I think there's a whole, there's a whole lot more people over there that day than are here in this room right now. Of course, we got two services and streaming and everything else, radio, everything else going now. I walked out in front of those people, and all I could say was, pray for me. They'll sit up and pray for me. I started preaching in a whisper, and I'm saying, in my spirit, man, with his stripes I'm healed. With his stripes I'm healed. I believe the word, speak the word, and I'm acting on the word by speaking. In a few minutes, I was running around across that stage yelling and screaming at the top of my voice, preaching the best sermon I ever preached in my life. So, man, you some kind of superman of faith? Absolutely not. I just believe what the Lord said to me. Do you believe I'm here? Yes. Do you believe I'm here taking care of your sickness, including your voice problem? Yes. Throat problem. Acts 10:38, Jesus helped me. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. This is Peter. And he says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You see, if sickness is an oppression of the devil, then the devil uses sickness to hinder the work of God. This is why God desires to heal us, so he can remove that oppression that keeps us from doing what God's called us to do. We can be healed by believing that Jesus is still going about doing good and healing all who believe. Jesus is the healer. When we lived in Lexington, I announced, right after God gave me this message, I announced a miracle service for our New Year's Eve service, and had a big crowd show up. That morning I woke up and strep throat had come on me and I couldn't talk that very morning. And the devil says, yeah, the headline's going to say preacher counsels miracle service because he's sick. That's what the devil was telling me. And I began to meditate on this very scripture, and it was like taking a pill, a gospel. And I began to meditate, God, heal my throat. And I showed up healthy and well and preached that message and people got healed. You see, meditate on these scriptures. You say, well, I just don't have the faith. If you'll meditate on these scriptures, I believe they'll do for you what they did for me. Amen. Acts chapter 5, verse 18. Crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Jesus Christ is gone back to heaven, and they brought this crowd of sick people, and it says all of them were healed. Well, when the apostles died, healing died with it. The healer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is still alive. Amen. And there's records in the New Testament church where all were still being healed long, 200 or 300 years after the apostles were dead. You can sit around and believe all these crazy preachers and be sick like they are, or you can search it out and learn for yourself. Crowds gathered also from the towns round about Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. This is after Christ had ascended back to the right hand of the Father. All continued to be healed.